Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. With topics and information about healthy living, here's Dr. David Wick.
Do you wake up several times a night? If so, please visit me, Dr. David Wick of the Holistic Chiropractic Center. I'll spend the time necessary with you to create a custom plan so you can rest easier and longer. For an appointment, call 651-342-2083. Here we are, almost two complete months into 2017, and I'm guessing that if this year is like all the others, most of us haven't strictly kept our workout resolutions. Well, there might be good news for us yet. Recent research has been questioning the least amount of exercise that is still beneficial. As always, I'd say that researchers advocate lifestyle recommendations that exceed minimums, but they are still looking for whatever amount allows entry-level health benefits. For now, the general rule of thumb is to spend 150 minutes per week at moderate intensity exercise or 75 minutes at vigorous intensity exercise. But researchers continue challenging that amount to see what minimums may still benefit us. A couple of Journal of the American Medical Association articles in the past 2 years described a variety of health benefits associated with diligent weekly exercise in two very different formats. In a November 2015 article, it was disclosed that all exercise appeared cumulative in benefits, even if experienced only in short bursts such as 15 minutes of daily moderate intensity exercise or 8 daily minutes of vigorous intensity exercise. Of course, researchers imply we should do more because the benefits increased for every additional 15 minutes of moderate intensity exercise. Even so, the study encouraged that one doesn't need to have the fitness of an extreme athlete to benefit from exercise. Even small amounts of exercise with modest increases in fitness demonstrated benefits. With that in mind, I encourage all people who are able to add just 1,000 more steps per day into their routines. These little investments reap significant dividends. Now, last month, JAMA Internal Medicine disclosed that there were noteworthy benefits, even by those who bundled their exercises into only 1 or 2 days per week, such as the so-called weekend warriors are known to do. These individuals exercised the full 150 moderate intensity minutes or 75 vigorous intensity minutes in just a day or so. When the outcomes were evaluated, these individuals decreased their risks of death from any cause by around 30%. That is to say, they reduced their risks of cardiovascular disease or cancer significantly, even if only exercising 1 day per week. Though more research is needed to truly flesh out the details of how these studies really worked, the initial results appear promising. The one definite conclusion is that some exercise, even in a limited amount, is better than none at all.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.